We're obviously very excited, and you know, Sarah's been doing great, feeling good. So we're excited to add a couple to the family here in a couple of months, and just, you know, very happy and excited. So looking forward to it.
Got you involved in the name game yet, or have a couple picked out, or is that coming?
I know my role. You know, I know my role. It's to be supportive.
Adds more significance to your number now.
Yeah, exactly. There is something about two, right? We definitely have some more significance for the number two. Before that, it was just I liked it. Now we've got something for it, yeah, which is cool.
Any nervous feelings about being a first-time dad?
Yeah, I'm sure like everybody else, you know, you're unsure, nervous, excited, all those things. But you're just very happy for Sarah and for myself, and looking forward to when they get here.
Offensively, Matt, you feel things are clicking. Deep ball numbers look good. Play action numbers look good. Red zone, everything's look like you all are trending in the right direction offensively. Are you sensing that?
I do feel that way. I think that, you know, I felt like we've been close throughout the year, but, you know, haven't been able to really put it all together. I think the last couple of weeks we've been better. It starts for me with third down conversions. I think that was the key last week against Seattle. We converted third downs at a high rate, which kept us on the field, kept us moving the ball, gave us some more opportunities to create explosive plays. And then I also think we've done a good job in the red area. We've been down there a bunch, and we've been coming away with touchdowns, which is key. When you get your scoring opportunities and you can put 7 points up there, it's critical. So we've done a good job in those two areas.
The play of role players seems to be coming through for you. I know Dallas, Hardy, and Gabriel, and then last week you get Levine up the field on a shot, and Teron Ward in explosive play out of the backfield late.
Yes.
How are the role players contributing to this?
Well, I think our guys have done a great job. I do think we're our toughest to defend when we've got multiple people involved. And you know, it puts a lot of stress on a defense to be able to pinpoint where the ball is going to go. Last week you mentioned Levine did a great job creating an explosive passing touchdown for us, getting vertical down the field. You know, it's different guys every week, but we have faith in all of our guys. And you know, I have a real trust in those guys when their number's called and the coverage dictates to go to those spots that they're going to make plays. And we've been able to do that, and we need to continue to do that in order to be successful moving forward.
Play of Ward, I mean, he's a guy, you know, he's the third guy on the depth chart. He comes in, y'all depend on him, he runs hard for you. What's it been like having, you know, that dependable guy in that role for you?
Well, I think it's huge. That role is critical because, you know, backs take such a pounding in this league, and we rely so much on Tevin and Devontae. You know, and there's going to be times where, you know, Teron's going to have to go in. And he's done an exceptional job for us, really, the entire time he's been here. He's filled in at certain times, played at a high level. We can trust him in pass protection. We can trust him running between the tackles. He gets outside of the tackles well, takes care of the football, and he's physical. And it's a nice trio of backs to have that you can trust all those guys to go out there and execute and get the job done.
And looking back at this last game, you know, really clean numbers as far as, you know, they were protecting you
sure
very well.
Yeah.
And you've had these teams that you played against, Dallas, Seattle. Now you got another challenge with this team, Gerald McCoy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the protection that you've received from
Well, I think our offensive line has done an outstanding job. You know, we've gone against some really good front sevens this year, and our guys have stepped up, pass protected really well. I think sticking to the run, even sometimes when we're not putting up gaudy numbers in the run game, but sticking to it helps in terms of pass protection. It also helps in terms of creating some explosive runs later in the game. I thought that was critical for us this past week. So I think they've done an outstanding job in pass protection. I think the way that they've run blocked helps that pass protection.
They've given up some numbers, passing yard numbers, like 275 or whatever a game near the bottom of the league. But again, you always respect whatever the opponent does. Can you talk a little bit about them as far as, you know, passing the ball against this team?
Well, I think they've got a lot of their guys now, you know, healthy in the secondary. They look good to me. I thought, you know, their front four, is very talented. You mentioned Gerald McCoy earlier. He's one of the better three techniques in the league. I mean, interior tackles, he's about as good as it gets. His get-off's excellent. He's good both against the run and the pass. I think both of their linebackers, Levante David and Quan Alexander, are two guys that are extremely athletic, very good at getting downhill against the run, but can also cover in the pass game extremely well too. And then we know their secondary. Brent's down there still playing at a high level. You know, they've got talented guys. It's always tough in division. They know us. We know them. It's going to come down to us executing and playing really well.
Having played two of the better games you guys have all season, good timing considering the division, the meat of the schedule is right here.
Well, you know, I think one of the things I think good teams do is they get better as the year goes on. The teams that I've been on in the past that have been successful are the ones that got better as we kept going. And, you know, we're trending in that direction, and hopefully our best football is still in front of us. But certainly important this time of the year to play well.
One other thing, just non-football related. I know that with your wife being pregnant, you'll be cooking dinner on tomorrow probably. What's on the menu and what's, you know, will you be cooking for?
Actually, I'm not. I'm a bad husband for that. We got some work. we got some work to do tomorrow. But it'll be pretty traditional Thanksgiving meal for us. You know, turkey will be on there. We'll have some sides and vegetables, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I might be in the doghouse for not cooking.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care, Matt. Enjoy.